DPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The University of Sioux Falls formally inaugurates its 23rd president tomorrow. Brett Bradfield began his duties in February after former President Mark Benedetto retired. Bradfield has worked at the Christian Liberal Arts School for 17 years. He has served as Director of Graduate Programs, Vice President for Professional Studies, and as Provost. He says it's an honor to serve as president at this time in the school's history.
The inauguration is it's an interesting tradition of higher education, kind of on the order of convocation and commencement ceremonies. They are part of a rich tradition of higher education in our university. And so while I'm deeply humbled by all the activities and attention around me becoming president, it was something that's never lost on me is that this is really a celebration of a university that's going to be celebrating its 134th year of existence on September 8th.
Bradfield says today's day of service on the USF campus ties in with the university's mission to serve God and humankind to the world. Students and community members are coming together to assist local nonprofits. The ceremony is set for 10 a.m. Thursday in the Jeschke Fine Arts Center on the USF campus. Officials near Sioux City are scrambling to line up an emergency ambulance service after a nonprofit announced it'll end service at the end of the year. Siouxland Paramedics Incorporated has announced it will end 911 services in North Sioux City, South Dakota, and in Sioux City as it moves to a more sustainable model. North Sioux City Fire Chief Bill Pappas says officials hope to form a partnership with Sioux City, but are also considering how to raise money to staff the city's own service. Sioux City Fire Rescue Chief Tom Everett says officials are considering absorbing future 911 services into the department or contracting with another private company. More news at listen.sdpb.org. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.